You know Richard Belzer from as far back as the 70s, working on the National Lampoon Radio Hour, Groove Tube. Had a lot of small parts in big movies throughout the 80s. And for the last 20 years or so, you probably recognize him as Detective John Munch on numerous shows, Homicide, Life on the Street, and some of the Law & Order shows, Special Victims Unit. And we got a new Halloween song from him recently, and there's an email address on the back of it. I thought I would send an email to him, to his people, see if they would write back. And we got something back. We convinced them that we were a relevant media outlet with our 8 listeners. And I think after weeks of trying to find him, we have got him.
8 intelligent listeners.
I guess we could start off with the song. I did some research on you. This is not the first time you have sang before. I have a clip of you singing in the past. Do you mind if I play this?
Okay, go ahead.
I have a fantasy about Dylan I'd like to share with you. I feel that no matter how old Dylan gets, he'll continue to perform. This is my image, my fantasy. The 86-year-old Bob Dylan in concert. The old Dylan.
Oi! 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 Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, you threw your bums a dime in your prime. Didn't you? People called, said you were dull, you're bound to fall, you thought they was all kidding you. You still laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't laugh so loud, Mr. Big Shot, eh? Now you don't feel so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? Like rolling gallstone.
You remember that sketch at all?
One of my greatest hits.
Kidding you!
Another thing I wanted to bring up, you and your circle of friends kind of were thrust into the spotlight kind of in the early to mid-70s. Is there any way you could kind of paint a picture of what that was like? I'm always interested in hearing about particularly spaces and times of life where, you know, something that's just about to explode onto the pop culture scene.
Yeah, well, in the early 70s, I was involved in a thing called Groove Tube, which was television in a theater. It was monitors in a little theater in New York. And from Groove Tube came, that inspired Lorne Michaels to do Saturday Night Live. So the early 70s were a very fertile time in terms of comedy. It was before the stand-up explosion, and it was more like underground, alternative, counterculture stuff we were doing. And then I introduced Lauren to John Belushi and Gilda. I was doing a show with them. So it was really, those were heady times around the formation of the classic great years of Saturday Night Live, their first few years, which were still the best and historic, you know.
When you first met all these people, did you know that you were around some really interesting talent?
Well, they used to come and see me do stand-up. That's how I met John and these other people. And then when we did the National Lampoon show, we did a live show together. I felt like I was, you know, privileged to be in this rarefied atmosphere. I always felt that they were, particularly John and Billy, I just felt that, and then Danny came along later, I just felt that from the very beginning I felt they were extraordinary. Extraordinary people, brave, talented, funny, crazy in all the right ways.
Is there anything that makes you laugh these days when you turn on the TV or anything like that? Do you remember the last time you've laughed out loud at something?
South Park makes me laugh out loud. There's very few things on television. I mean, I watch a lot of old sitcoms still once in a while. I'm not really a fan of any of the newer ones. I mean, Seinfeld certainly holds up, and Simpsons are still great. But I can't think of any sitcoms that are on now. Give me some names, I'll tell you. I don't know. There's nothing going on, really, in my view.
I think the number one show recently has been 2 1/2 Men.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I tried to watch it once. I just couldn't take it.
We do appreciate you for being a part of our Halloween show. We're going to play your song right now.
Have you heard the song?
We're going to get it on next.
You haven't heard it yet?
Oh, no. I listened to it right before I talked to you.
And what do you think?
Oh, it's decent.
Just decent? You don't think that's a good song? Come
on,
man.
The thing about it that really surprised me was you do have, and I don't know if this is part of the engineering or what, but your vocals are good, and they kind of reminded me of a kind of a cool, more Lou Reed-type delivery. Does that make sense?
That's a compliment. He's a good friend of mine. I wasn't going for that, but I'll take it.
Yeah, and you're not exactly like him or anything. It doesn't sound like you're trying to sound like him or anything, but it kind of reminded me of something in that area.
Well, that's good. No, there's no tricks on my voice. That's my voice, kid.
Well,
there's no auto-tuner. Play it and ask your callers to tell you what they think.
We will do that. We will play
it. If people like it, you can play it more. If not, you don't have to.
Sometimes I will drive through big cities, and on radio stations, they have segments called Pump It or Dump It or something, and they'll play the song, and people will call up, and they'll vote on it.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's try that with mine.
We're going to do that right now.
And then call me back and let me know what the people said so I could sleep tonight.
All right. So you actually, you know Lou Reed?
Yeah, he's one of my best friends.
You and Lou Reed, Richard Belzer and Lou Reed, will just be sitting in the room hanging out at some.
Yeah, we usually go out to dinner or go to a movie or a gallery or a show.
What do you guys talk about?
We talk about what any two friends would talk about, our lives, our work, our women, our careers, our evolution as people, the world. You know, there's nothing unusual, just that we're very close, so we talk about everything.
You have a favorite Lou Reed song of all time?
Oh, God, that's tough. That's like, what's your favorite Elvis song, or Beatles, or Stones?
Dirty Boulevard is my favorite.
Yeah, that's right up there, certainly. He just played the other night at the Garden with the Gorillaz. Yeah, he's much in demand now by other bands, which is kind of cool. They respect Lou.
Well, we will get this song on right now, 733-3238. If you like it, give us a call. Let us know. We'll keep playing it. And if you don't, this will be the last time you ever hear it.
If you do like it, you can have lunch with me in New York.
It is possible you could be sitting somewhere in a room with Lou Reed, Richard Belzer, talking about things going on in the world. We thank you for your time, Richard.
Okay, buddy. Thanks a lot.